The high school fall sports season is not that far away, and due to COVID-19, there are going to be some changes. As of right now, there will be a fall sports season. So it's going to look a little different. My guest is Medford's Activities Director, Andy Gooden, and Andy has met with other activities directors in the Great Northern Conference, and they're trying to put this thing together. So, Andy, let's turn it over to you. You went through the meetings. You've hashed out a whole bunch of ideas. What have you come up with?
Well, the first thing that we came up with, and it was a directive from the conference superintendents, was that we'd come up with recommendations, and then each school in the conference would follow those same recommendations. And these recommendations are going to the principals and superintendents, who are going to be meeting, I believe, early next week on Monday, to agree or disagree, change or accept all of the AD's recommendations. And so we have some general recommendations for all sports. One of them is face coverings, masks, gaiters, shields, whatever the case may be. Coaches, workers, and spectators will be required to wear face coverings. Participants who are not in action, who are on the sidelines, will also be required to wear face coverings. Locker rooms, we decided social distancing should be observed when possible. Small groups in locker rooms, they are going to be offered. We just felt that it was in the best interest of the athletes. For example, with girls swimming, you know, they get out of the pool, and then if they come to Medford from Rhinelander, that's a pretty long bus ride to sit in a wetsuit. So we did offer locker rooms for that, but again, it's not going to be for team meetings. It's just going to be for a quick change, quick use of the restroom, and then out into the areas. For all fall sports, if the season is interrupted and that interruption has a direct impact on a conference championship, there will not be a team championship awarded in that sport. So we're keeping that open. We will meet. It'll be sport by sport decision. And if it's interrupted due to COVID or whatever the case may be, then we're just not going to offer a conference champion for that particular sport. So let's get into the sport specific stuff.
All right. Sounds good.
Well, let's start with girls swim first. It's going to be a single round robin season. There will be no conference tournament at the end of the season. Individual awards will be determined at a later meeting, and then there will be no attendance for fans because the pool decks, everyone's in the conference, are so small, so no fans will be able to attend girls swimming.
Not even parents.
It's going to be live streamed with the timers that you have. That's already 12 people, with your workers at the table, with your judges, and with the swimmers, and with the area that we just felt that we couldn't do it in a safe manner. So no attendance for fans. Girls tennis. It's a little easier because it's outside. Single round robin season for girls tennis. There will be no conference tournament. Individual awards will be determined at a later meeting as well. We're going to move the August 20th date, which would have happened had tennis started at its appropriate date. We're going to move that to September 24th. Attendance will be allowed, but face coverings, again, as I said, for all sports are going to be required, as is social distancing. Football. So we have 8 teams this year in a football conference. Hayward came in. So there's actually 7 football conference games, but we're not going to be able to play all 7 because of the delay start. However, we are going to have a 7-week conference, just playing 6 games, and then 1 week is going to be a bye. And the week that's going to be a bye just happened to work out where it was the northern teams playing the southern teams. And the reason why we eliminated that is to keep that travel from happening. So just to do our part in keeping the spread of COVID from happening. Attendance will be allowed at football games. However, we're going to only do 4 tickets per athlete. And that includes students. Band is to be determined yet. Some GNC schools have already canceled their marching band season. Medford has not. There's going to be more discussion on that to come. Now, with the 4 tickets per athlete, that's going to be whatever school has the most numbers in their football program, that's what we're going to go by. So let's just say it's Medford at 60 kids. So that's 240 tickets then that will go out for Medford or for every school. And so you'll have 400 and, what I say, 240, so 480 people that we figured each grandstand bleacher area for each of our conference schools would be able to social distance families and things like that. Awards will remain the same with the team awards. It's a little easier than individual awards. So we do plan on having a conference champion and then also conference awards for individuals. Boys soccer, we're able to fit a double round robin season in there. I will have to cancel some of the non-conference games on those open dates that we had. Now are going to be a conference date, so those non-conference games will be canceled. Again, if there's an interruption in the season, just like all of our sports, if there's going to be an interruption in the season due to COVID or a school shutting down because of X, Y, and Z reasons, then we will not award a conference champion. But individual awards, as far as all conference, we're still going to plan on doing that. Attendance will be allowed for boys soccer. Face coverings are required, and social distancing is obviously expected as well.
We'll continue our visit with Medford's Activities Director Andy Gooden on another local news program.